Hey, and thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. 8 consecutive starts, 8 consecutive wins for Jose Fernandez entering last evening's ballgame. He put a franchise record and an undefeated record this year against the Diamondbacks on the line against Arizona. Glenn Geffner rewinds the latest Jose day.
That was one of the bigger in-game turnarounds we've seen in a long time tonight. For 5 2/3 innings, Jose Fernandez was perfect. He was in complete and total command. And then in the blink of an eye, the D-backs erupted for 4 runs on 5 hits. They go on to win this ball game 5-3, evening the series up at 1 apiece and ending Jose's winning streak at 8 consecutive starts. You had the red-hot Jose Fernandez on the mound for the Marlins tonight. You had Zach Godley just up from AAA to make his first big league start of this season for Arizona. And, boy, things did not start well for Godley. He walked the leadoff man in the first inning, Derek Dietrich, on 4 pitches. Martin Prado followed with a single, and the Marlins, right out of the chute, had first and third, nobody out for Christian Yelich.
The right-hander comes set, and here's the pitch, and there's a ball bounce back to the mound. Off Godley's glove, he'll only get one out, and that's at first base. Coming home to score is Derek Dietrich, and the Marlins are up 1-0 on Christian Yelich's comebacker, which gives him his 29th RBI.
On the way Jose's pitched for the last 5-6 weeks or so, and the way he was pitching tonight, it looked like that one run might be all he and the Marlins would need, just like last Sunday when he beat Matt Harvey and the Mets 1-0. Jose worked a 1-2-3 first on 14 pitches, rang up a couple of strikeouts, got Jake Lamb and Paul Goldschmidt. Then it was a 6-pitch, 1-2-3 second inning. He set down the side in order in the third on 12 pitches, and in the fourth, with the Marlins leading 1-0. They had nobody on, 2 men out for J.T. Realmuto. One ball delivery to J.T. Realmuto. That's hammered a long way, deep to left. Weeks turns, he'll watch it go. J.T. Realmuto has launched his third home run of the season, and the Marlins take a 2-0 lead in the fourth. And Jose rolled on. He struck out a pair in 1-2-3 fifth inning. He got Ricky Weeks for his 6th strikeout. He got Chris Herman for his 7th strikeout. And he took a 2-0 lead in a perfect game into the 6th. He was through 5 innings on 60 pitches. He struck out Nick Ahmed looking to begin the 6th inning. That was strikeout number 8. He got the pitcher, Zach Godley, on a ground ball to first for the second out of the 6th inning. And at that point, you really seriously had to begin thinking about no hitters and perfect games and things like that. Jose Fernandez was absolutely rolling in this ball game. He was through 5 2/3 perfect on 66 pitches. And then he went after Michael Bourne.
So they haven't had so much as a walk, let alone a hit. Here's the 1-0, and Bourne swings, and he drives the ball high and deep to right, and there is their first hit of the night. A home run by Michael Bourne. His first as a Diamondback, and there goes the no-hit bid, the shutout bid, and it's a 2-1 game here in Phoenix.
It was the first run allowed by Jose after a run of 23 consecutive scoreless innings, the longest of his major league career. And that home run turned the game around. It's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com, because not only did that home run give the D-backs their first hit and their first run, it got them going. Gene Segura followed with a single, the second Arizona hit. He was at first base for Jake Lamb.
Over at first, Segura steps off the lead, trying to study Jose. Here's the pitch, and there's a ball hammered to right. Going back, Stanton at the track. It's off the base of the wall at the 376 side. And the cutoff is bobbled. Coming home to score is Segura, and we're tied at 2 in the 6th inning.
And the D-backs were a long way from done. Lamb was at second base for Paul Goldschmidt.
2 balls and a strike. The pitch, and Goldschmidt bounces the ball up the middle. Ozuna charges. He's got it. There'll be no play at the plate. Coming on to score is Lamb, and the Diamondbacks have a 3-2 lead here in the 6th against Jose.
And then with Goldschmidt at first, still 2 outs for David Peralta.
There were 2 outs with Michael Bourne coming up, and Jose had the no-hit bid intact at that point. Here's the pitch, and a high fly ball left center. Ozuna back, still going back, looking up, and it is off the wall in left center. Here comes Goldschmidt home, digging for third, Peralta. It's a triple for Peralta, and it's a 4-2 lead for the Diamondbacks. And now they have 5 straight hits off Jose.
Ricky Weeks Jr. would pop the second to finally end that sixth inning. But after 5 2/3 perfect, Jose allows 4 runs on 5 straight hits. The Bourne homer, the Segura single, an RBI double from Jake Lamb, Paul Goldschmidt's run-scoring single, and then the RBI triple by Peralta to cap the inning. What a turnaround. Jose went from 5 2/3 perfect and 23 consecutive scoreless to allowing 4 runs on 5 hits in the span of 5 batters, and the D-backs had a 4-2 lead. They would extend that lead in the 7th when Mike Dunn came on to pitch. Jose Dunn after 6, 5 hits, 4 runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts, allowed the home run through 85 pitches, 60 strikes. Dunn in the 7th out of the bullpen trying to keep it close, and the first man he faced was Chris Herrmann, trying to get him established this year. The 0-1 pitch, Herrmann hits one a long way, deep to right center. Stanton's back, it's headed toward the pool, and it's up above the pool. A long home run for Chris Herrmann, his 6th of the season. And the UMLM extends the D-backs lead. It's now 5-2. So Mike Dunn, in his one inning of work tonight, allowed that home run, gave up 2 hits in all, struck out a man, and it was a 5-2 game into the 8th inning. Daniel Hudson on to pitch for Arizona, and to the plate, first man he faced, Marcell Ozuna. 1-2 to Ozuna is hammered deep to left. Back goes Tomas at the wall. Goodbye! Marcell Ozuna with home run number 12. The Marlins get a run back, and now the D-backs lead is 5-3. And Miami had a shot in that 8th inning, down by a couple. Giancarlo Stanton hit by a pitch. He was at first with nobody out. Justin Bour struck out on a 3-2 pitch. JT Realmuto reached on a throwing error by third baseman Jake Lamb. So the Marlins had first and second, one out. The Danny Echeverria hit into a fielder's choice with Realmuto erased at second. Then it was first and third, two down. But pinch hitter Cole Gillespie hit a fly ball to the wall and left that was tracked down by Tomas. And Hudson was out of the inning, allowing just the one run. So we went to the 9th. Arizona up 5-3. Their closer, Brad Ziegler, looking for his 40th consecutive save conversion going back to last year. Didn't start off well for him. He allowed a base hit to Derek Dietrich. Derek singling through the shift on the left side of the infield. Then Martin Prado singled. So the Marlins had the tying man on with nobody out. And they had the people they wanted coming up, Yelich, Ozuna, and potentially Stanton. But Yelich hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Yelich tonight goes 0-for-3 with an RBI, 2 walks. His 10-game hitting streak is over. And with 2 outs and a man at third, Marcell Ozuna representing the tying run, struck out to end it. Marlins go 0-for-11 with men in scoring position tonight, and they fall to the D-backs 5-3. For Arizona, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 2 men left. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They strand 10. Zach Godley, the winning pitcher, 1-0 in his season debut for the D-backs. He goes 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. He walked 3, struck out 3, allowed a home run to Realmuto. Through 84 pitches, 47 strikes. Jose Fernandez, the loser, 9-3. For Jose, his first loss since April 23rd in San Francisco. He had won each of his last 8 consecutive starts. Brad Ziegler with his 12th save of the year, number 40 in a row, the longest active streak in Major League Baseball. Time of the game, 2 hours, 33 minutes, and a crowd of 33,442 goes home happy tonight from Chase Field in Phoenix. D-backs with the winner, 27-37, now 11-23 at home. Marlins fall to 32-30, and they drop to 18-14 on the road. Well, it was a bad night for streaks. The end of Jose's 8-game winning streak. The end of Jose's 23 consecutive scoreless inning streak. The end of the Marlins' 6-game winning streak against the D-backs going back to the last 2 games of last season. A win tonight, they would have their longest winning streak ever against Arizona. And with the 0-for-3 and 2 walks, the end of Christian Yelich's 10-game hitting streak. So a lot of streaks come to a close tonight as the Marlins go 0-for-11 with men in scoring position. And the D-backs string together 5 straight hits to score 4 times in the 6th inning. They beat Jose and the Marlins 5-3.
One more in Arizona this afternoon, 4:10 Eastern Time. Today's Fish Family bonus code is Spring Training. The Phoenix area, accompanying Florida, as the preseason destination for Major League clubs. Learn about the Fish Family and cool rewards like going on road trips at marlins.com/fishfamily. Marlins look to win the series and take 2 of 3 this afternoon. Kyle Seeloff gets us going at 3:40. Dave and Glenn have the call at 4:10 on 940 Winds and the Marlins Radio Network.